亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们你们好
Dear brothers, sisters and friends, greetings
我今天要来讲的是讲复活的基督
Today I want to share the risen Christ
神爱世人生子将他的独生子赐给我们叫一切信他的人不至灭亡反得永生
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，被钉在十字架上。
Jesus Christ came to this world and was crucified on the cross.
他的宝血洁净了我们的罪。
His precious blood cleansed our sins.
三天以后复活了。
Three days after he was resurrected,
他的死和他的复活解决了人类最重大的两个问题。
His death and his resurrection have solved the biggest issue in humanity.
这就是罪和死亡的问题。
That is the problems of sin and the death.
复活的基督把我们从罪的捆绑中释放了出来。
The risen Christ has set us free from the bondage of the sin.
复活的基督吞灭了死亡。
The resurrected Christ swallowed death.
他给我们一个复活的生命，给我们一个永恒的生命。
He gave us a resurrected life and an eternal life.
两年前，我在这里讲过，人确实是有灵魂的。
Two years ago, I shared here, we human beings do have spirits.
大量的病例证明人的的确确是有灵的。
A large amount of cases show that we human beings do have spirits.
就在美国，估计就有1300万人经过了濒临死亡的经历。
In the United States alone, there are 13 million people who have the near-death experiences, that is NDE.
病人在心脏停止不动，大脑功能完全丧失的情况下。
Those patients, their heart stop beating, their brain stop functioning.
就是在临床死亡的边缘。
That is, they are on the border of clinic death.
他的灵体离开了身体。
Their spiritual body left their physical body.
他可以看到和听到周围所发生的一切的情况。
They still can see and hear what's happening around them.
他还有记忆力，有思想和情感存在。
They still have memory, feelings, and thoughts.
这充分的证明人是有灵的。
That means, that proves we human beings do have spirits.
灵不会死亡的。
Our spirits never die.
不是像我们一直讲的，人死如灯灭。
Our human deathIs not like the dying of a light extinguished.
绝对不是的。
Absolutely not.
人在地上有很多的选择。
We live on this earth, we have many choices.
我今天我在美国定居。
I settled down in the United States.
有的人到回到中国去定居。
Some people want to go back to China to settle down there.
有的人要到英国、法国等等的地方去定居。
Some people choose to live in France, in England, and other places.
但是，当你灵体离开身体以后，这有两个选择。
But when our spirit leave our physical body, there are only two choices.
要么去天堂，要么下地狱。
Either go to heaven or go to hell.
这是一个非常严肃的问题，在座有还没有接受主的，你们要好好的严肃的考虑这个问题。
This is a very serious problem. I hope those friends here who haven't received Jesus as your Savior must consider it seriously.
我们怎么样能够进天国呢？
How can we enter the kingdom of God?
主耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus Christ told us,Verily, verily, I say unto thee, unless a man was born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
主说的重生并不是身体上的，而是灵性上的。
Here, born again, our Lord mentioned, is not physical, but spiritual.
一个人要有内在的灵里的改变。
A man must have an inner spiritual change.
由神的生命进入，就是由圣灵进入，你重生了。
When the life of God enter your spirit, when the Holy Spirit enter our spirit, that means we are born again.
你就成为一个基督徒。
We become a Christian.
重生是神改变一个罪人。
Born again is God changed a sinner.
他宝贝的血洁净了我们的罪。
His precious blood cleansed our sins.
神赐给我们一个新的生命。
God gave us a new life.
是从里到外有一个彻底的改变。
And a thorough change from inside out.
是我们在基督里成为一个新造的人。
He made us a new creation in Christ.
宋尚杰博士。
Dr. 宋尚杰。
他在1923年来美国留学。
In 1923, he came to the States to study.
在1926年3月在 Ohio 州立大学获得了化学博士的学位。
He obtained a PhD degree in chemistry at Ohio State University in March 1926.
在9月他为了要研究基督教进了纽约的协和神学院，在这个时候，他说他自己没有重生的救。
In September, he entered the Union Theological Seminary in New York. But at that time, he himself said he was not born again.
我底下我要念一念他自己在日记上记载的他重生得救的经历。
I want to quote.Something he wrote in his diary about his experience of born again.
他在1926年的年底晚上。
At one night in the end of the year of 1926,
他正在跪着祷告的时候，神对他说。
When he was kneeling down and pray, and God said to him,
我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the understanding ones.
声音是细微而温和的。
The voice was very gentle and soft.
他这一夜没有闭眼。
He couldn't sleep the whole night.
此后他的心灵被自己的罪压得非常的沉重。
Later, his heart was heavily burdened with his sins.
在1927年的2月10号晚上。
In the evening of February the 10th, 1927.
他迫切地流泪祷告。
He was praying in tears.
在晚上十点钟开始，有一幕一幕的，他自己的罪像电影一样的 展现在他的眼前。
Starting from 10:30 p.m., all his things revealed before his eyes, scene after scene, just like a movie.
甚至连隐而为现的罪也清清楚楚地显出来。
Even those hidden things was revealed very clearly.
他魂游向外，跟着背十字架的耶稣来到哥哥他山上。
He was in a trance, following that cross, the Christ who buried the cross all the way to Golgotha.
感到自己的罪担非常沉重。
He felt the heaviness of his sins.
主高高的挂在十字架上，先两手鲜血淋漓，惨不忍睹。
He saw.Our Lord was hung up on that cross, and his both hands were bleeding. It was too brutal to look at.
他谦卑地跪倒在十字架上。
He knelt under the cross.
求主用宝血洗洁他一切的不义。
He asked the Lord to cleanse his sins with his precious blood.
他听到主说，小子，你的罪赦免
了。He heard the Lord said to him, "Son, your sin has been forgiven."
他亲自的看见主耶稣脸上发光，手有钉痕的对他说，你要改名为 John。
He saw with his own eyes the radiant face of the Lord, and his hands with nail holes said to him.Your name should be changed into John.
主召他作为先锋之一，去宣扬天国近了，主必快来的消息。
The Lord called him to be one of the forerunners to proclaim the gospel that is, the kingdom of God is near, and the Lord will come back soon.
宋尚基博士梦神的恩召，就决志回国传扬主的福音。
Dr. Song responded to the Lord's calling, and he was determined to go back to China to proclaim the gospel.
他趁了远洋人回国。
He was on a big ship to go back.
在回国的途中，他把自己的博士文凭、金钥匙奖章等都抛在海中。
On the way home, he threw his PhD diploma and his Golden Key Award to the ocean.
他流泪祷告说，主啊，求你救我的同胞，我立志死也要在中国传道，只要我的同胞得救，就是死我也甘心。
He cried to the Lord, say, Lord, please save my fellow countrymen.And I'm determined to proclaim your gospel, even at the cost of my life, as long as my fellow countrymen can be saved.
他回国以后就尽心尽力地传扬主的福音。
After he went back to China, he preached the gospel wholeheartedly.
他的足迹遍布全中国和东南亚地区。
His footprints covered the whole China and some of the Far East Asia area.
在每一次布道大会以后，就有成百成百的人站起来，接受救主是他们的主。
After every evangelistic meeting, hundreds and hundreds of people stood up and accept Jesus as their Savior.
他把自己的生命来点燃了中国教会的复兴之火。
He used his life to light up the flame of the revival of the Chinese church.
人生出来就有罪性。
We were born in sins.
世人多犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
像宋尚基博士这样一个道德高尚这么样一个学者，在神的光照下，他也看见自己是个大罪人。
Dr. Song was a scholar with high moral. Even a person like him, under the light of God, he saw his own sins.
在得救以前，我们每一个人都活在罪恶过犯中，不能自拔。
Before we were saved, we all lived in sin and the transgressions, and we couldn't help ourselves.
在我的周围有好多名教授、大商人。
I know a few famous professors and very successful businessmen.
他们在世界上很成功。
They become very successful in this world.
他们在世上得到了所有的荣华富贵。
They got the fame and the money in this world.
但是我和他们都很熟的，他们心灵里面很痛苦，很苦闷。
But there is emptiness in their hearts and a grief in their spirits.
被罪捆绑在那里。
They are bounded by sin.
唯有救主耶稣能够把我们从罪的捆绑中释放出来。
Only our Lord Jesus can set us free from the bondage of sin.
每一个基督徒都有重生得救的经历。
Every Christian should have the born again experience.
只要他认罪、悔改、接受耶稣是他们的救主。
As long as we confess our sins, repent, and accept Jesus as our Savior.
他们的罪被赦免了。
Their sins are forgiven.
神的灵、神的新生命进到了你的门里面。
The Spirit of God and the new life came into our life.
我们的生命就会得到改变。
Our life will be changed.
首先，我们和神的关系改变了。
First of all, our relationship with God is changed.
以前我们不认识神。
Before we didn't know God.
现在我们会叫阿爸父啊。
Now we can call him Abba Father.
我们会读经、祷告、聚会。我们喜欢读经、祷告、聚会了。
We love to pray and to sing hymns and to have fellowship.
过一个属灵的生活了。
Live a spiritual life.
我们对罪的敏感性也增加了。
We are more sensitive to sin.
我们的人生观、世界观、价值观也都会改变。
Our concept of life, of the world, and of value are changed.
我们会多思念永恒的事情。
We will think about the things of eternity.
以前我们的心灵是空虚的、饥渴的。
Before, our hearts were empty and thirsty.
重生得救以后，我们感到了满足。
After we are born again, we feel the satisfaction.
得到了喜乐和平安。
We have peace and we have joy.
我们可以，接下来我要讲永生。
Following, I want to share the eternal life.
我以前总认为永生是我的 life after life, 或是我死了以后的事情。
Before, I will always thoughtthe eternal life is something would happen after I die.
我们可以一起来念一句圣经，就是认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
this is eternal life, to know thee, the only true God, and the Jesus Christ thou hast sent.
认识神，这里原文的意思是和神有一个亲密的关系。
To know God, in the original meaning, is that we have an intimate relationship with God.
要亲自的自己经历主。
We must experience the Lord personally.
而不是头脑知识里的知道神。Know about God.
It's not a head knowledge to know about God.
当我们得救，重生得救，神的灵进到了我们的灵里。
After we are born again, the Spirit of God came into our spirit.
我们就有一个永恒的生命。
We have that eternal life.
这是神的生命。
This is the life of God.
这是永生。
This is eternal life.
这不仅仅是将来的事情，现在我们就有了。
This is not something will happen in the future, but something now we have already had.
我再重复的讲，我们的里面是有灵魂的。
I want to emphasize that we do have spirits within us.
你们的肉眼看到自己的灵没有啊？看不到。
We cannot see it with our physical eyes.
千真万确的事实已经证明了，我们的的确确有的。
Many, many cases already prove we do have spirits.
我们是一个 spiritual body， 就是当神的灵进到了我们的灵里面，你们就是基督徒，你们就有永生。
When the Spirit of God enter into us, when we are born again, then we become a Christian.
神赐给我们一个新的生命。
The Lord, God gave us a new life.
就是胜过罪恶、战胜死亡的生命。
That life will overcome sin and overcome death.
是主耶稣基督复活的生命。
That is the life of the resurrected Christ.
正像圣经上讲的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我的里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ. No longer I live. It is Christ who lives in me.
我们有一个蒙恩得救的经历。
We have an experience of born again by grace.
就是我们自己真实的经历了主耶稣基督。
That is, we truly experience our Lord Jesus Christ.
确实的知道我们里面有基督的生命。
We are sure that the life of Christ is within us.
而且与主建立了一个直接的、亲密的个人关系。
We have established a direct, intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我底下要举几个例子。
I want to set some testimonies.
吴云玲女士
Miss 吴云玲，
她是一个聪明能干、清心爱主的姊妹。
She was an intelligent, capable sister who loved the Lord.
她早年来到美国留学。
He came to study in the, at her early ages.
她毕业以后，在美国有一个很好的工作。
After graduation, he was offered a very well-paid job.
但是梦神的呼召要他到中国去传道。
But she was called by God to go back to preach the gospel in China.
他顺从主的旨意回到上海。
She obeyed the will of God and went back to Shanghai.
成立了一个孤儿院，名字叫伊玛内利，神和我们同在。
She founded an orphanage. The name is Emmanuel. God be with us.
收养了一些贫苦的孤儿。
She accepted some poor orphans.
她要培养他们从小爱主，将来成为一个好的基督徒，来荣神悦人。
She wants to train them to be good Christians, to love God, to glorify God, and do good to man.
他办孤儿院的宗旨呢，就是他只要向神祷告祈求，求神来供应，而不向任何人去募捐。
The principle of running this orphanage is only to ask the Lord for provision, not from man.
她过的是一个信心的生活。
She lived a life of faith.
人家捐给她私人的钱，她也都放在孤儿院里面。
Even the money personally offered to her, and she would put it into the orphanage.
她自己没有一点点的积蓄。
She didn't have any private savings.
她单纯的信靠仰望神，她知道神是可靠信实的。
She only depend on the Lord because she knew God is trustworthy.
她是我母亲的好朋友。
She was a good friend of my mother.
我记得很清楚，我在十四五岁的时候就跟随父母到孤儿院去参观。
I remember I visited the orphanage at the age of 14 or 15 with my parents.
对我的影响很深。
I was deeply impressed.
她总是满面笑容，和蔼可亲。
She was always full of smiles on her face, and she was very loving and gentle and easy to approach.
她常对我们想，依靠神的人真有福，我样样都有，丰丰富富，什么都不缺。
She always told us how blessed the man who put his trust in the Lord. And she said, the Lord's provision is always so abundant, we lack nothing.
她的口头语，常有上海话讲，阿爸自有预备，就是天父自然会有预备的。
She had a favorite saying is, Abba will provide. That means Heavenly Father will provide.
我是神的女儿。
I'm the daughter of God.
她清早起来就领这些孤儿读经、祷告、唱诗、赞美。
Early in the morning, she always led those orphans to read the Bible, to sing hymns, and to praise the Lord.
然后呢，有老师教他们学校的课程。
Then the teachers would teach them school curriculum.
在院内总是整整齐齐，井井有条。
It was always tidy and clean in this orphanage.
他的见证很多啊，但是有两件我很记得很清楚。
She had many testimonies, but two especially I remember clearly.
她也写在她自己的一本书上。
She wrote in one of her books.
她有一次院里面急需要200块钱。
Once there was an urgent need in the orphanage for 200 yuan.
她就召集同工一起迫切的祷告。
She prayed fervently with all the co-workers.
就在这个下午，有一个人来，说吴院长，这个人是素不相识的。他说吴院长，我拿200块钱来奉献。
In the afternoon, there was a stranger came with 200 yuan and told her, Miss Wu, I just want to give you 200 yuan.
有一次晚上米缸里没有米了，第二天没有米煮饭了。
Once there was no rice in the rice container at night, and there would be no food for tomorrow.
第二天清朝，有一个人素不相识的送米来了。吴院长，我受圣灵的感动，送米来。
Next morning, there is a guy came and just told her, Miss Wu, I was urged by the Holy Spirit to send rice to you.
这就是他的信心生活，他知道神是又真又活的。
This is how she lived her life of faith, and she knew our God is living and loving.
奇妙的见证。
Amazing testimonies.
她经常听见。
She often experienced.
到后来被逮捕。
Later on, she was arrested.
她的罪名就是说帝国主义走狗，你是用宗教来毒害青年反革命分子。
And she was charged to be the dog of the imperialists and to use religion to poison the youth.
关了近十年啊，
等到 she was in prison for almost 10 years.
等到释放出来以后，我和丽娜去探访她。
When she was released, Lina and I went to visit her.
她还是满脸笑容，满脸有荣光。她对我们说：“感谢主，神派我到监狱里去传福音。”
She was still full of smiles, and she said to us, "Thank the Lord, He sent me to the prison to proclaim the gospel."
这就是她有。永恒的生命，主佛的生命在他的里面啊，所以他有这么样的喜乐，你看不出来，你去看他，根本看不出来，他是关了这么许多年，这么苦的生活在监狱里面的。
And this is because she had that life of our risen God within her, so that you could even tell she went through such a tough 10 years.
在这时候政府派他住在一个房子里面，两楼的房子，周围呢全是共产党员，都是不信神的，坚定的共产党员要来监督他。
Then she was arranged by the government to live in a house. All her neighbors were communists in order to supervise her.
他满脸笑容，对人还是传扬耶稣。
She was still full of, she was still, you know, was so joyful, and she still preached the gospel to her neighbors.
她满有主的爱，向邻居传主的福音。
She was full of love, and shared the gospel with her neighbors.
结果你知道吗？周围的邻居一家一家的都降服在主的大爱下，都得救了，成为基督徒。
Can you believe? Years after, all her neighbors, one family after the other, all surrendered to the love of God and became Christians.
在她身上彰显了主的荣美。
In her life, and the beauty and the glory of the Lord is revealed.
年老了，因为她是没有结婚的，但是有很多的属灵的儿女去照顾她。
When she was old, even though she was never married, but she had many spiritual children to take care of her.
后来我们都错过了，我家里只有一个老。只有两位老父母和一个保姆。
Later on, all we left China, come to the States, and there were only my parents and the old servants staying in Shanghai.
父母亲就接她到我们家里来住。
My parents received her to live in our house.
有一天，一对夫妇去探访我们。
One day, a couple went to visit her.
当他们经过这个院子，到了我们的家门口。
When they passed the yard and came to the door of our house,
有很优美的唱诗的歌声传出来，从房间里面传出来。好像有许多人在那里聚会唱诗。
There were beautiful hymns, like many people were gathering there and the same praises to the Lord.
这一对夫妇，女的呢是从小在孤儿院这里长大的。
This couple, the wife, used to be an orphan in her orphanage.
男的呢是一个高级的共产党员。
And her husband was a high official, and he was a Communist Party member.
是坚决不相信神的。
He's a firm atheist.
无神论者。但是他们两个人同时听见这个歌声，美妙的歌声。
But they both heard that beautiful hymns very clearly.
有两三分钟。心上这样讲。
They stood there for 2 and 3 minutes. They heard the hymn singing.
后来推进门去，看见我母亲从楼上下来。
They got into the house and saw my mother coming down from upstairs.
他们就说：“伯母啊，你们家怎么现在还有人在聚会唱诗？你的胆子这么大。
”And they told my mom. They said.Are you gathering together? And so many people are singing hymns.
后来推进吴院长住的房间。
Then they enter into the room where Miss Wu was lying there.
就是这个歌声传出来的这个房间。
That's the room where the hymns coming from.
就看见吴院长满面笑容的躺在那里。
They saw only she alone lying there with smiling faces.
一个人也没有。
There was nobody in that room.
只有他。你们知道，大家基督徒都知道，这就是天使和他同在。
That is the angels surrounding her and singing hymns.
我们周围都有天使的，你眼睛看不出来，的的确确有的。
There are angels.And even though we cannot see with our physical eyes,
可能今天就有天使在这里啊，这么天使哦，不是你看见了，江弟兄、生弟兄，不是这个天使啊，真正的你眼看不见的有天使在。
There are.
你信不信
？Don't do you believe? I do believe there are angels surrounding us.
啊，底下我讲的是美国的。Pat Robertson.
Now, I also want to share one testimony of Pat Robertson.
他是耶鲁大学法学系毕业的。
He was a graduate of the Yale Law School.
是一个 attorney 啊。他在 New York office 工作的时候，梦神的呼召要他出来传道。
When he was working in that New York office, he was called out to serve the Lord.
他就顺服神的旨意，到纽约的一个神学院去。
Then he obeyed the Lord's will and entered a seminary in New York.
当他从神学院毕业以后，就知道在 Virginia Beach 有个电视台要出卖。
After his graduation, he heard there was a television stand for sale in Virginia Beach.
他经过长期的祷告，知道确实是神的引领。
After much prayer, he knew that's the guidance from the Lord.
他自己只有70块美金，但是神奇奇妙妙的。安排了一切的经费给他卖成功了。
He had only $70 on him, but the Lord provided all the money and helped him to purchase that television stand.
他成立了美国第一个基督徒的电视广播台 CBN.
He founded CBN, one broadcasting and television station in the United States.
在1960年的某一天
One day in the year of 1960,
有气象报道有一股毁灭性的飓风以高速每小时150里的高速直接向弗吉尼亚 Beach 冲来。
The weather forecast broadcasted there was a destructive hurricane at the speed of 150 miles per hour was heading to that Virginia Beach.
我们都知道这个飓风冲是直线的，就正对这个电视塔。
We know the hurricane was heading onto that Virginia Beach to that television station.
如果被飓风吹倒，被正面的吹击，这个塔一定是必然的倾倒。
If it head onto that television station and that TV stand will be totally destroyed.
Robertson 先生知道他唯一的希望是向神祷告呼求保护。
Mr. Robertson knew that his only hope was to cry out to the Most High for help.
他一个人祷告以后情况没有改变。
He prayed, but nothing happened.
第二天上午他和200多位弟兄一起同心合意的向神呼求。
The next morning, he and another 200 some brothers prayed together.
在十点半的时候，他充满信心，他站了起来，恳切地向神呼求，大声地祷告。
At 10:30, he stood up, full of faith, and he loudly spoke to the Lord.
他说奉主耶稣基督的名我命令飓风停止前进转向后退。
He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I order that hurricane stop and turn back.
这个时候飓风是在北卡州。
At that time, the hurricane was in North Carolina.
他自己知道这样的祷告实在是荒谬可笑，但是圣灵却引导他这样祷告。
He knew his prayer sounded ridiculous, but the Holy Spirit truly guided him to say this prayer.
当他在中午离开聚会所的时候，在汽车里听到广播。
At noon time, he left the meeting place.In his car, he heard the radio.
Radio 是这样讲：飓风在上午十点半停止了前进。
He heard the radio said, at 10:30, the hurricane stopped moving.
在第二天，他又听到广播这样讲：在这个时候，十点半，这个时候。突然在远处出现了一个高压带拦阻了飓风的前进。
The next day, they heard the broadcast, to tell them at 10:30, exactly at that time, there was a high pressure ridge rose up and blocked that hurricane.
在这个地方停留了24小时，然后180度的转变转向后退退到他原来去的地方。
That hurricane stopped in this place for 24 hours then turned around 180 degrees and went back to where it had come from.
这个事件在当地的报纸上电台电视都广播这个事情。
This incident had to be reported by television newspaper and radio broadcasting.
历史上 有好多次飓风结界。
There are numerous hurricanes happening in history.
在历史上从来没有一个飓风是180度反方向转回去，转到自己原来的地方去的，一次也没有。
But none was like this, then turned back 180 degrees and went back to where it had come from.
Pat 的里面他有复活救主的大能。
Because when he prayed, he had that power of our resurrected Christ.
神听了他的祷告。
God answered his prayer.
在灾难中神彰显了自己的作为。
God revealed his works in difficulties.
他要叫全地见到他是我们的神。
God wants to show the whole world that he is our God.
他是一个 living God.
He is a living God.
CBN 从无到有。
CBN started from scratch, from nothing.
他现在已经向200多个国家广播宣传主的福音。
Now it is broadcasting to over 200 countries to proclaim the gospel of God.
贵族的人也大大增加，把他说把一切的荣耀都给主。写了一本 Miracle， 你们如果要呢，你去看。很多 miracle 在里面。
This incident was reported, was written in the book, which Pat Robertson wrote.
这是两位有救主复活生命的，有丰盛生命的两个见证。
These two, these two brother and sister, they had abundant life of our resurrected Lord.
最后我要来讲一讲我自己小小的幼小生命的，也有复活生命，也有复活基督的生命，永生在我的里面。
I want to share some of my own testimony. Even though I'm a, you know, my faith is like a baby and
也有复活救主的生命。
I also have thatLife of our resurrected Christ. I have the eternal life.
我出生在一个基督徒的家庭。
I was born in a Christian family.
我的父亲是一位化学工业的一个权威。
My father was an authority in chemical industry.
又是资本家。
He was also a capitalist.
我们一直过着一个很舒服的生活。
Our family used to live a very comfortable life.
胆子很小，奉公守法。
The whole family observed the Lord.
在1966年，文化大革命开始了。
In 1966.The Cultural Revolution started.
我们的家突然变成了一个革命斗争的对象。
Our family turned into become the target of that revolution.
我记得就是在四十年以前的今天啊，四十年了已经。
I remember on this day 40 years ago.
不知道的，我们一下子我是一个斗争的对象。冲进了大批的红卫兵。
A lot of red guards rushed into our house.
吵架。
Searched whole house.
我们还经过了好多次的吵架。
Our house have been searched many, many times.
吵得身边一块钱都没有，两个人床都没有。
We lost almost everything. We even didn't have a bed to sleep on at night.
江弟兄到过我家了，是吧？这个时候我们一个床都没有。在这四十年以前啊。
40 years ago, we even didn't have a bed.
接下来呢，就把我们全家无缘无故的隔离，这是监狱里都关满的，叫把我们隔离在自己工作的单位关起来。
Later on, the whole family was isolated and locked up.
六个人关了五个地方。
Six members in our family was scattered and separated in 5 different places.
我关在医院里面。
I was locked in the hospital.
这个时候全国一片恐怖黑暗。
At that time, there was a big chaos in whole China.
学校关门。
Schools closed down.
有高级知识分子的地方全部停止工作。
And those high intellectuals stopped working.
我关在医院里，我祷告。
I was locked in the hospital. I prayed.
我说主啊，神啊，你在哪里呢？你在哪里呢？你看见，你知道不知道我们现在所遭遇的这种情况？
He said, "Where are you, God? Where are you?" Can't you see that what we are going through?
我每天的心里很苦恼，非常苦恼，非常的焦急。
I was very sorrowful and anxious.
在这样的情况下，我八月关的，到十月份有一天上午。
I was locked in September.In August, but in October one day,
我的心里面苦恼万分。
My heart was filled with sorrow.
但是我在闭着眼睛，主啊，救我，救我，救我。
But I said, the Lord,
救我的家。
Save us, save us.
突然，哎，喜乐起来了，笑起来了，真开心。
All of us,
里面喜乐的灵充满了。
All of a sudden, I turned to be joyful, and there is a joyful spirit within me.
这很奇怪，在很苦很苦的时候，突然笑出来，我就是感谢主，感谢主，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，开开心心。
It's strange. I started to laugh, and there is praising.Coming out from my heart, saying Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
神对我一句一句很一个字一个字很清楚地说：“你当向山举目，你的帮助从何而来？你的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。”就是这个速度。一个字一个字清清楚楚。
I heard the Lord saying to me, "You raise up your eyes up to the mountains, from where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth."
在这个时候，我心里喜乐了，我里面有力量，有力量过下去。
All of a sudden, my heart turned from sorrow into joy.And I had strength in my heart.
我知道神和我同在，神没有离开我们。
I knew God was with me, and He didn't forsake me.
等到我出来以后，我就把这个情况放出来。我关了好长的时间啊，整整这个时候，第一，我隔离了两次，第一次，这个十个月，关在里面十个月，把我放出来了。
When I was released.It's about 10 months after, and I was released and I went home.
我第一句话和我父母讲了，就是讲这个见证。我说神对我说话。
I told my parents, the Lord spoke to me.
这我妈妈很爱主的。
My mom loved the Lord.
她说 John, 这个是神的话。
Then my mom says, Son, this is God's word.
她把偷偷的拿出来放在枕头底下垫子下，因为这个圣经这个时候是犯法的，拿出来偷偷的给我看诗篇121篇。
He showed me Psalm 121, and she hid her Bible in a secret place. So she took out that hidden Bible and showed me Psalm 121.
一个字都不错，就是把我变成了你。
Every word it was exactly the same, just changed from I to you.
我一定要把当时的情况要讲，因为
I must tell you the situation there then.
我是基督徒家庭出生的，到17岁我重生了。
Even though I was born in a Christian family, but I was born again at the age of 17.
这是55年前的事情。
That was over 50 some years ago.
这一年就是中国教会大被迫的开始。
That year, the Chinese church started, the whole China, there's a persecution against the Chinese church.
教堂一个一个的被关闭了。
The churches were closed down.
好的牧师传道的一个一个的抓进去。
Good brothers and the pastors were arrested one by one.
我这个时候刚刚进大学，
I,
一个班级有120个人，只有我一个基督徒。
At that time, that's my first year in college. There were 120 students in my class. I was the only Christian.
在这个时候，我很害怕，像因为基督徒，我因为成绩好还。考得上大学，如果一点点这个的不是很好的，大学都不给你念的。
At that time, I was very fearful, and I was luckily enough to enter the college.
我是很怕的，很胆小的。你那时候说很胆小，在主的面前也很胆小，我就怕，所以我是不带圣经，也从来不读圣经的。根本不读的。
I had little faith, and I was very fearful. Then I didn't read the Bible, and I didn't dare to bring the Bible to school.
因为读书还要是住读，一定要强迫，你一定要住在里面。有六个人一间，他们都监视我这个基督徒。我知道六个人一间，我就晚上躺在那里默默地向神祷告，主啊，救救我，救救我，救救我，这样祷告。那么
，At that time, there were six in the dormitory, shared one room in the dormitory, and then I was supervised by other students, and I didn't dare to read the Bible. I only say some prayer.
为什么我要讲这个情况？这当时的情况，我就是和大家讲。这个圣经我是绝对绝对没有念过也没有听到过的，是神给我的。
What I wanted to share is that I truly didn't know this verse, and I didn't read it, and I even never heard of it.
神的应许是信实可靠的。
God promise never changed. He's trustworthy.
以后还有许多的难处遇到。
Later on, I went through a lot of difficult situations.
我就抬起头来仰望我的主，我记住，帮助我的是造天地的耶和华。
Every time I remember, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth.
主答应了我好多次的祷告。
Lord answered many, many prayers.
我们的家经过了十年的大灾难。
My family went through sufferings for 10 years.
虽然我们行过了死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为神和我们同在。
Even though we went through the valley of the shadow of death, we feared no evil because God was with us.
我们在患难里见到主，遇到主。
We met the Lord in our sufferings.
经历了复活救主的大能。
We experienced the power of our resurrected Lord.
我们尝到了主恩的甘甜。
We tasted how good our Lord is.
我们全家感恩，苦难变成了祝福。
All our family, whole family, are so thankful. The Lord turned our sufferings into blessings.
我要讲的就是说，我们现在每一个人啊，基督徒，你里面都有永生，都有永恒的生命。
What I want to emphasize that each Christian, now we have the eternal life within us.
我们活着现在就是永生。
Now we live, we do have eternal life.
我们有主的赐给我们的平安和喜乐。
We do have the peace and the joy the Lord gave us.
世上有苦难，但在主的里面我们有平安。
There is tribulations and sorrows in this world, but There is peace in the Lord.
每一个基督徒都有自己许多的见证经历。
I believe every Christian has our own testimonies, our own experiences in the Lord.
现在活着的是主耶稣基督在我们的里面活着，这是真实的，不是一个学说，不是一个理论，这是一个实际。
Jesus Christ lives within our heart. This is reality. It's not a theory.
我们基督徒是不死的啊。
We Christians will never die.
我以下时间不多，我讲几个例子。我们基督徒是没有死亡的。
We Christians don't have death.
利亚的爸爸在这个时候生癌，到最末期的时候，我已经刚大学毕业做医生了。
Lena's father, he suffered from cancer when he was dying. At that time, I already was a doctor.
在这一天，他的所有的痛都没有了。
That day, all his pain disappeared.
我和 Lena 在旁边。
We were standing by his bedside.
他笑嘻嘻地和我讲，天开了，主耶稣来了。
He said to all of us, Heaven opens, the Lord is coming.
我要回家了。
I will go home.
我们 Lena 这个时候刚大学毕业讲，爸爸不要不要去不要去他。
Lena was so sorrowful and held her father said, Daddy, don't go.
她咬着他，他后来他爸爸笑眯眯的和我们讲，我们还会再见。
Then Dad said to us, Don't cry, we will meet again.
底下是一个 Moody 的见证。Moody 大家都知道 Moody Institute 啊。Moody 神学院。
The following is the testimony of Moody.
他在临死的时候。
When he was dying.
Willie 是他的儿子。他和他讲。
He said to his son Will.
他说，地在后退。
He said, Earth recedes.
天在我的前面开了。
Heaven opens before me.
很开心地说，哎呀，那里真美啊，美极了，他说。
He said, it's so beautiful.
So sweet, so beautiful.
He said, it's so sweet, so beautiful.
我就要到那边去，我要去得神的冠冕去了。
He says, I will go over there to get my crown.
好极了。
It's wonderful.
后来又是昏昏迷迷的睡了。
Then he slept into a coma.
后来又叫起来了。
Then he woke up again.
啊，威利，威利，我看到了我的两个孩子，这两个孩子已经去世了。
He says, I saw two children of mine.
他们来迎接我了，他看见了。
They are welcoming me home.
就这样欢欢喜喜地回家了。
So he went home in joy.
还有 Billy Graham 他的见证。
And also some testimony of Billy Graham.
Billy Graham 他的祖父母亲在临死的时候就是 coma.
His mother and his grandfather, grandma, when they both were in coma.
在 coma 就是完全昏迷，一点不知道啊。
That means they are unconscious.
他突然两个都是突然死的时候都是突然坐起来。
And they both.Before they die, they all set up.
他对 Billy Graham 讲，我见到了光，我见到了耶稣来了。
They saw, we saw the light, and we saw the Lord.
我看到了父亲，我也看到了我的祖父。
They said, one saw her husband, one saw the father.
Billy Graham 讲世上我们肉身生命的结束不是终了。
The end of our physical body is not the real end.
而是一个新的更美丽的生命的开始。
It's a new beginning of even more beautiful life.
我们很欢喜唱这个副歌是我点了，请大家再唱一次。
I love
就说就是说
to ask all of us to sing again the chorus of this hymn.
就是唱这个副歌啊，唱一次副歌。
Please sing the chorus again.
Because感谢主，我们所信的是一个复活的救主，他一直和我们同在，永永远远，我们有个荣耀的盼望。我有
Thank the Lord. The Lord we trust is a resurrected Christ. He is with us and he lives within us.
我们现在就活在永生中，我们将来还要回到那有一个永美的家乡，和主一直永永远远在一起。
We right now live in
Sorry. 我们在永生中，我们每个人有永生。
We do have eternal life, and in the future we will see our Lord face to face.
Yes, 我们有这样一个祝福的生活，神这么样的祝福我们。我们都是经历过的，每一个人除了我以外好多人可以做见证，都是经历过复活的救主大能，所以我们愿意把这个祝福也分享给还没有接受主的人，希望你们也能够得到主的祝福。
We have experienced the Lord, and we have been so much blessed. We want to share this blessing with those who haven't known the Lord and accept Him as your Savior.
我今天就是讲了两个这个神迹这些例子，我收集了一些，我写在一本书上，《真理生命》。如果在座的没有接受主的，如果你们还要追求，还要想看看，要知道主的圣话，要认识主，你可以问明贵姊妹去拿。
I have written a book and which contains many miracles and things about the Lord. And if those friends who are interested, you can ask Sister Ming Kui for it.
好，这个真理兄。